Blog Talk Radio.
The Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Good morning, and welcome to From Marva with Love. I am your host today, and I'm so excited to see everyone. Welcome to the show. I have a great show planned for you today. My very special guest today is going to be Mr. Roderick James. He is also known as the Coffee Man. Now, you may have seen him throughout the city. He has pop-ups all over the city, and he just serves some of the best coffee. I mean, puts, to me, Starbucks to shame. He also has other things like lemonade, if you like that, different flavors. So, but before I get started today, I'd like to just say this. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. It is Fabulous Friday, y'all. Come rain and shine. It is a beautiful day. Welcome, welcome, welcome to From Marva with Love. And so let's just kind of get started with what we have actually gotten going on here at iMessenger Media, the umbrella for Texas Metro News, and Garland Journal and iMessenger, which is a online magazine. We celebrate Women's History Month. And today, our superb woman is Tammy Thomas. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about her. In addition to being a financial services representative at McDonald Group, Tammy Thomas is a special education teacher for Dallas ISD, Sarah Zumwalt Middle School. She graduated from Texas College with a degree in political science and pre-law, and she received a master's degree from Walden University. Ms. Thomas has a testimony worth sharing that one will make some shut up and vow to do better because she suffered traumatic injuries in an accident and was in a coma only to come out and to be told she'd never walk again. Long before that accident, she was committed to the community services, and today, this resilient, beautiful woman spends more time caring about others than herself. She has logged numerous volunteer hours with the Genesis Woman's Shelter, Susan G. Komen, and the Bridge Homeless Shelter. After her body went through a reboot, she said, relearned how to talk, write, walk, and cook everything. Oh, man, there's so much more to that. Would you like to be, to get our newsletter, our daily newsletter in your inbox? All you have to do is to send to editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. Send me that, your email address, your name and email address, and I will put you on that list, and you will be getting our newsletter daily. with all of the latest that's going on in the city. It is about 4 minutes after the top of the hour and 55 minutes before this hour ends. And I would just like to say welcome. Welcome again. And congratulations to our superb woman, Tammy Thomas. Now, in Texas Metro News, which I want you guys to see our front page, comes out on Thursday. So this week on Thursday, when it came out, our front page features the My Truth column by our publisher, Cheryl Smith. And her column today is Cheryl is for Real. And she says, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Cheryl Pelote Williamson. Check it out. You can go to www.texasmetronews.com. That's www.texasmetronews.com. And you can give, read this article right in on site. Okay, so there's that. Also, fight for women of color who fight for us. Now, that's the headline, and that was written by Ben Jealous, and it is special to Texas Metro News. So he writes about the fight. Read that article. It's really interesting. And our mayor has a special announcement to make as well. And this is called Dallas Mayor, Don't Hesitate to Get Your COVID-19 Vaccine. Now, we're going to circle around that, and I'm going to come back to that because I was reading something a little bit earlier about the tests for COVID-19 have gone down 35%. So let's talk about that in just a little bit. Also, we have Dallas native former Lincoln standout Chris Bosh was named NBA Hall of Fame finalist, and congratulations to him. And then there's also a story on Jarvis Christian College, who holds a grand opening for student food pantry, and they do. That is so awesome. Now, anyway, so we're going to go right on in, and now our columnist, Vincent L. Hall, he writes, Quit Playing. And this week his column is called It's Always Right to Fight. And so you want to read more about that. And all you're going to have to do is just go to www.texasmetronews.com and you can read all about that. We have some exciting things that's going on. Now, the Dallas Theater Center presents Youth Performance Showcase. And this is held by the Dallas Park and Recreation Department. That's from March the 27th, which is tomorrow through May the 1st. And there's two classes. One is at 11 a.m. The other one is at 2 p.m. You can read all about that as well on our website. The African American Museum for this month has a couple of events you'd like to check out. Saturday, tomorrow at 2 p.m. with Dr. Aaron Dowell. And there's some other things listed as well. You know, and I'm so into fighting for women, you know, and we should be fighting for ourselves as well. Now, here's a spotlight. I did this because of the good work that the Chris Howe Foundation is doing, and they are having a winter relief drive. You get free food, free water, and a free PPE care package from the Howell Foundation. There's no registration, and they're going to have them as long as supplies last, and it is going to be at the Tarrant County College South in Fort Worth. And that address is 5301 Campus Drive, Fort Worth. 5301 Campus Drive, Fort Worth. And this is the Chris Howe Foundation Winter Relief Drive. It starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So if you live in that Fort Worth area, Arlington area, any of those any of those cities right there around in Tarrant County, you might want to get over there tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., and that's 5301 Campus Drive in Fort Worth. All right. Now, you heard about this story is done in collaboration. It's written by Catherine Marfin, and she is with the Dallas Morning News, and that's where this story was originally published. And we are collaborating. Texas Metro News and Dallas Morning News have a collaboration. We share our stories. And this story right here was known quite a bit. The family of a man who died in Collin County jail call for arrest of the officers present during his death. So sheriff says Texas Ranger and his department are conducting a separate investigation into the actions of seven officers who are on leave after Sunday's incident. The attorney for the family says that, who is Lee Merritt, says authorities aren't being forthcoming. And the family of this 26-year-old man who died Sunday while in the custody at the Collin County Jail for marijuana possession called Friday for the arrest of the seven officers involved in his detention. So now, let's just, you want to read all about that as well. Check that out. It'll be up. It is now up on our Texas Metro News website, and that's www.texasmetronews.com, or you can read it on the Dallas Morning News or Dallas News website as well. Now, tomorrow is a celebration. It is a celebration of North Texas Business and Professional Women's League Incorporation, their 2021 Women's History and Founders Day program. And it's called Vigilant Women of the Vote, Refusing to be Silenced. This month, it is honoring the Sojourner Truth Awardee, and that's the name of the award, is Sojourner Truth Awardee, is being honored, given to founder of the Dallas Black Dance Theater, Mrs. Ann M. Williams. Congratulations, Mrs. Williams, on this honor. It is tomorrow, Saturday, at 11 a.m., and it is a virtual program. And if you go to our TexasMetroNews.com website, you will be able to see that. We have Britannica Scott. She is the precinct chair for Dallas County, and Diane Teston, she's the League of Women Voters of Dallas. And these are their guest speakers for this event. But it is tomorrow at 11 a.m., and it's virtual. Go to www.texasmetronews.com, and you can get the Zoom information for that. The George Floyd Act. You know, it is at www.textxgeorgefloydact.com. That's the new website. It's www.textxgeorgefloydact.com. So check that out. It is now 14 minutes after the hour and 45 minutes before the top of the hour. Now, my guest is going to be on shortly, and I cannot wait for you guys to hear him. He has a story, and his story is definitely, his story is from triumph to tragedy to triumph again. And you want to hear about his story, and he will also be telling people how he did it and how you can do that. So if you have a story that is from triumph to tragedy to triumph again. I want to hear about it because I want to talk about what you want to talk about here on From Marvel with Love. So anyway, now I told you I would circle back to the fact that the COVID-19 tests are going down. It has gone down. And I think this is nationwide now. This is not just here, but nationwide, 35%. And the reason is, in my opinion, is that they've been focusing since mid-January, and this is drop has been since mid-January, is because they're focusing on the vaccine now that the vaccine is out. But that does not mean that we don't still need to have these tests done. Now, there was a company that was giving out home tests to their employees. Now, in this particular test, when they got it, they got to swab their nose, put in liquid, and it's a, like a home pregnancy test that you can find out right away whether it's positive or negative. Well, there's a home test that you could use that this a particular company was giving to its employees to see if they had COVID or not. Well, that would be a good thing nationwide then. And why wouldn't the government want to offer that to everybody? But it's all about the dollar. It's all about money. And all of the efforts seem to be going into vaccine and getting the vaccine out, getting locations where people can get to it. Now, if you have been paying any attention to the news this week, we are now able, from the age of 50 and up, are available for vaccines. So you no longer have to have something that is, you no longer have to have pre-existing if you are in that age bracket starting at 50 and up. Now I'm looking forward to come down even lower, you know, for the younger people, for our millennials, for people who are, you know, 20 and up, 21 years old and up. And once we get there, then I think we're definitely moving in the right direction. So what are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts on testing? Do you think that the testing should continue? Do you think we should be allowed to have home tests? Who should provide those? Should the government provide those, or should your employer provide those? Should the government give a break on the cost of these? Because like I said, it's all about money. You know, it's all about money and who is getting it and who isn't getting it. So, yeah. Thank you for that. So I want you guys to continue to stay in touch with us about anything that you want to. If you would like to be a guest on From Marvel with Love, I need you to give me an email. Send me an email at editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. Your name, all of your contact information, and I would love to have you as a guest on the show. If you have any questions or any subjects that you want to know more about, any information, then that is also available to you. Now I'm gonna kind of shoot back over to the newsletter and give you a couple other things. Now here, the Dallas Parks and Recreation is hiring. So if you are interested in applying for some seasonal recreation positions, go to DallasCityHall.com. That's DallasCityHall.com. And there is a seasonal recreation center assistant right now position that is available. Now, also we have the Friends of Texas Vietnam Veterans, excuse me, that's Texas Vietnam Veterans Memorial at Fair Park to commemorate National Vietnam War Veterans Day. Now, join the Friends of the Texas Vietnam Veterans Memorial at Fair Park to commemorate National Vietnam War Veterans Day. This is happening on Monday, March the 29th at 11 a.m. to commemorate National Vietnam War Veterans Day. The Friends of the Texas Vietnam Veterans Memorial will host and join with the Daughters of the American Revolution to lay a commemorative wreath at the Texas Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Fair Park. So if you would like to be a part of that, that would be great. It is at 11 a.m. on Monday, March the 29th at Fair Park at the National Vietnam War Veterans Memorial at Fair Park. All right. So that is one thing. Now, the weekend is still young. Starting tonight, there is the Lone Star Diamond Classic Baseball Series that's going on up in Frisco at in Frisco. So if you would like information, just go to Lone Star Diamond Classic. .com. That's LoneStarDiamondClassic.com. You can check it out on Instagram, on Facebook. The games start on tonight at 6, and they have Saturday it's at 4, and then Sunday's at 12. So if you want to still get tickets, they're still out there. Now, the other game, the Gremlin game, was canceled due to, you know, what's going on with COVID and everything. So they decided to cancel and reschedule. So it's going to take place just at a later date. Now, Melodies of Resurrection is a concert that's going on April the 2nd at 10 8 oh, I'm sorry at 12 p.m. Mel Holder, saxophonist, and media it's kind of hard to read this, but I'll circle back with that in just a little bit and let you know who that is. So now, are you guys into still wearing your masks? Let's do that. Come on. Let's do that. I got my mask today to go with my little pink outfit. So I am in the studio by myself today. So, but we do wear masks around here. Now, Mayor Johnson proclaims March the 26th as Stop Asian Hate Day in Dallas. We just have to realize that Black people aren't the only people being hated, and, you know, we just need to, you know, be mindful of that hate and where is it coming from. Mayor Eric Johnson is proclaiming Friday, March the 26th, 2021 as Stop Asian Hate Day in the city. The mayor decided to issue the proclamation after a mass shooting incident that killed 8 people, including 6 Asian American women, last weekend in Atlanta. Hate has no place in our city or in our country, Mayor Johnson said. I have been disturbed and disgusted by the attacks and bigotry directed at Asian Americans throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. Our hearts go out to all of those who have been affected by the rhetoric and violence we have seen against Asian Americans. It must stop. And this is what Mayor Johnson said. Dallas is a welcoming city, and Stop Asian Hate Day will help us mourn and renew our commitment to stopping poisonous hatred against our diverse communities. Mayor Johnson is encouraging people to continue discussing the need to end bigotry against Asian Americans and to use the hashtag Stop Asian Hate on social media. So yeah, we need to do that. So We are celebrating birthdays today. Today is the 26th, and today we, our own Judge Clay Jenkins, has a birthday. Happy birthday. Teddy Pendergrass, today would have been his birthday. Von Miller, a DeSotoite who played for football for the Denver Broncos, has a birthday today. Symphony Parson Lowe has a birthday. And the legendary, iconic Diana Ross also has a birthday today. So let's just say happy birthday to all. And if you have a birthday, we want to say happy birthday to you as well. Now, here is a Black history fact. I found enjoyment in finding this. This is about Augusta Savage. Her original name was Augusta Christine Fell. She was born February the 29th in 1892 in Green Cove Springs, Florida, United States. She died March the 26th, 1962 in New York City, New York. She was an American sculptor, educator who battled racism to secure a place for African American women in the art world. And she did this beautiful sculpture. It will be on the Texas Metro News website, so check it out. It is beautiful. Now, also today is National Spinach Day. Wow, it's National Spinach Day. So what are your spinach concerns? What are your spinach concerns? Do you like salads? Do you like it cooked? You like it raw? How do you prepare yours? Do you like it? My daughter did last night. I mean, she is such a good cook. She did a stuffed chicken breast, and it was stuffed with spinach and cheese. It was so good. It was really, really good. So, happy National Spinach Day. Now, I'm just waiting on Mr. James, and it appears he is here. We are going to, before I invite him on, I'm going to tell you just a little bit about Mr. James. Roger James, a.k.a. Coffee Man, was born in Shreveport, Louisiana. He grew up in Bossier City. He was raised in the projects of that area. And at 17, he enlisted in the Army right after high school. He served 8 years in the Army. He attended chef school at the Culinary Institute of America. He worked as a traveling executive chef for over 25 years, and he worked in 7 different casinos. In 2016, he became an entrepreneur and opened 6 businesses between 2016 and 2019, 4 coffee shops, 2 snow cone shops. Mr. James won the Small Business of the Year Award in Louisiana in 2018. This is not where Mr. James's journey ends, but begins. He lost everything in 2020 to Hurricane Laura. He moved to Texas and started a new business, Coffee Man Pop-Up Shop. Now, we're going to welcome Mr. James and have him come in. Hello, Mr. James.
How y'all doing? Everybody doing all right?
We are wonderful. Welcome to From Marvel with Love. Thank you for tuning in today. I mean, joining me today on our show. I really do appreciate it. And now, as I said in the introduction of you, Mr. James, your story go from triumph to tragedy to triumph again. So tell us your story.
Oh boy, it started, you know, like you basically covered a lot of the stuff about everything, how everything went. But then, you know, to have everything going towards your way with, you know, four copper shops, two snow cone shops. Also, I didn't put it in the notes, but now I had two food trucks, too. Coffee Man food trucks. I lost them. Hurricane Lark, everything went away. You get up one morning, you don't have anything. And I literally, when I say Marvel, I mean nothing. I came to Texas with just what I had on, right? The hat on based on the back and everything. But I lost everything but myself, which was the most important part of the whole building of the company. I didn't lose me. So by not losing me, I could rebuild. And I didn't sit there and throw no pity party for myself. And I still tell people now when I tell them the story, they'd be like, oh my God, I say, hey, look, this ain't no pity party. It's a reason, I believe, why everything happened. Everything happened for a reason. And it was a reason for me coming to Texas there. I can tell you that right now, there's a reason. And I started the Coffee Man business right about August. But then I started doing it really, really strong around by, I want to say around by November, I got my first big account, which was with Texas Trust. There, I never look back. I have all 18 of the Texas trucks. I do business now with Amy Witherite, 1-800-TRUCK-WRECK, you know. These are major companies right here, and these are 200 people plus that I have. I have 2.5 hours to complete them, and I'm usually done in about 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Okay.
I'm done.
Mr. James, let's circle back a little bit, and now, because your story is really, really interesting, because in order for you to have become Small Business of the Year Award in Louisiana in 2018, you were doing some good things. You were doing some things right. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about how you got to that point, because I saw your senator on the Senate floor talking about you. So tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, 2018, I started my first coffee shop. I walked away from a huge job at a certified exec running the largest casino in the state of Louisiana, you know, 16 restaurants in one place, you know, over 400 employees I had under me. I walked away from that in 2016. I opened up my first coffee shop, and then I went from there to the next one like 8 months later, from there to the next one like 6 months later. And then I was the first African-American to put a black-owned, 100% black-owned business into a Louisiana casino. I put a coffee shop in Diamond Jack in 2017, right at the end of 17, like November. I put there, and I put a snow cone shop in there of 18 of that summer. And then I went on ahead and opened up my last one. I opened up one, and I had already had a snow cone shop in 2016, too. I did that in the middle of doing all the coffee shops. And then I did, my last one was in Oakdale. I did, they were called Canal Coffee. And then I put that one in there. That's the one that when I got attention of the Senate, I was working on that, the Congressman and Senate. And they came in and interviewed me, and I was on the Senate floor. Marva saw the clip of it and everything. They talked about starting a business with no partners, no investors, no bank loan. We did it all on our own right there. So from there, I worked on hard. When I won the Small Business Year, the senator came down, the congressman. It was spoke on, I couldn't find the other article, but I was on Fox News. Well, not personally, but they talked about that same thing on Fox News, which was a really big deal to be able to do the little small business, because there's over 247,000 small businesses in the state of Louisiana. And to win number one in the N18 was a big deal, and I just took off from there. And I was on my way. I mean, and that's when things get a little shaky. Then 2020 pop up. There we go. I got to reinvent myself. So I did that, and that's one thing that I'm at right now.
So, what did the state of Louisiana offer to the small business to keep everybody going? What was the discussion on the Senate floor about?
Oh, that discussion was about whenever the previous President Trump was in the White House. It was kind of about on that. And they were saying that he was giving a bill. But no, I'm going to be honest, they never did give me. I had already built everything. You know, I was just one of the people that they saw And I'm just going to be honest, they saw me, you know, and I could be something they could use because of the deal like that, but I was already gone. But it did get my story told, so I didn't really complain about it, you know.
Right. Right.
And I just kind of took off from there and then kept on moving with everything. And it was very hard, Marvin, to walk away from a job that paid $128. I had a big executive chef job. I didn't have a $75,000, $80,000 executive chef job. I had a big executive chef job. But I got up one morning. I didn't want to do it no more. So I went into coffee. I just did. And then the people say, golly, coffee, man, how could you not? And if I break it down like this here. Whatever cologne I wore to work, I came back home with because I had so many people that worked for me, under me at that time. I had made it to the top of the game and what I could do in being an executive chef. And I'm being honest, I lost the passion for it. I still do it and play with it every now and then, but I lost the passion for it. But this coffee thing, I knew that us as African Americans, we consume a lot of coffee. We do. But we're not the people that make it. So people are selling fish, chicken, barbecue, everything else. But we don't see none of us selling. It's not very few coffee shops, you know. And this pop-up thing is the only one like this in the state of Texas that's doing a full pop-up coffee shop. You got people there that are doing like small coffee shops there that are doing something, but they're not doing the pop-up with the frappes, the frozen lemonade, the lattes, the macchiatos, Americanos. I'm doing a full coffee shop that you can walk in a local coffee shop and get everything on a 4-foot table.
Okay, so let's talk about that for just a second. So in, you said you woke up one morning and you just said, you know, my heart's not in it. I can't do it anymore. You walked away from a very successful executive position. And then when you started your small coffee shop, so what made you even go there? What was coffee something that you loved?
The need. I saw a need for this. And this is a good question now, Marla. This is the reason I came back. Even after losing, I could have went back and picked a six-figure job doing executive chef, but I knew this market was to stay with this thing. After moving to the DFW, I knew it was a need for us doing this coffee thing. And I mean, people are going to see what I'm talking about in about a year because I'm expanding. I'm going to expand with some things. But it's very impressive when you're on side of the road or you popped up somewhere, and I love to see us come in. My clientele is about 98% women and kids. It's a certain type of male, but my clientele, this guy told me a long time ago now, he said, know your audience. Before you do anything in business, you got to know, you can't make somebody your audience, they don't want to listen to you, you know. So you have to know your audience. My audience is women and kids because when you go into like the Starbucks and all the other coffee shops and everything, you see mostly women in there. You see a certain type of businessman, regular former Joe coming in just saying, hey, man, give me a cup of coffee. No, that's gas station stuff. I don't even do black coffee.
Right.
I don't even do it. Yeah, it has to be a hot latte, macchiato, Americano. I do all the specialty hot and cold stuff.
So that brings me to my next question then. So how did you come up with this concept?
By owning them four coffee shops. I got on the main stage when I put one in a casino. I put one in Boulder City Casino. So I got on a big stage. So I knew what I needed. When I did this concept, you got everybody, if you go anywhere, they're popping up. They're doing, like I say, barbecue. They're doing fish. They're doing chicken. Everybody's selling seafood. But nobody is doing coffee. So people like coffee. But they don't, if you ever go look at a Starbucks line until 9 o'clock at night, it's wrapped around the corner there. So a $26.7 billion business, it got to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I asked you, wait a minute, if I can tap in this business there being with $0.00001, I still got a chance of being a millionaire by getting part in anything of this market right here.
Right.
So that was my plan for going into it, but, Mom, I never thought it would take off this fast. I've done a lot of business from nightclubs, from nightclubs to restaurants to everything. But I had never seen a business jump like this one jump. It reminded me of like somebody watching a horse race and you see a horse. And you're like, man, I never seen a horse that, I've trained a lot of horses, but I've never seen a horse like this.
So
I've never seen one of my business like this.
So what was it that you did or do you feel like you did to make this jump off? What was the first step? What was the first step for
easy,
you?
Easy question. is energy. You have made yourself the secret ingredient in your product and your business. And I'm the secret ingredient. It's energy. When you come to my table, I'm selling more than just coffee and frozen lemonade. I'm selling personality. I'm selling charisma. I'm selling everything. So when you leave that table, you almost got to come back and say, hey, I got to go back and support that guy. I got to go back and get more of that conversation. So the part that made it so different, it was the energy. I'm very high energy. And when you become easy, you have a person. That's going to be the hardest thing for me to duplicate. It's myself when I grow these other things, which have always been because, and I think you asked me that one time when we was talking about, it's going to be the hardest thing to duplicate myself. That's why when people say, well, then why you haven't bought a trailer? I could have been bought a trailer and investors but came everywhere. But if they haven't been the right person who I want to deal with anything. But the thing about it, I want to be upfront and personal with my guests before I do what I want to do next. So if I decide to do a brick and mortar, I already have everybody respect already, and they already know, hey, that's Copperman right there. Because you take my schedule this week here. I'm in Grand Prairie one day. I'm in Arlington one day. I'm in Nashville one day. I'm in Prosper, Texas. I mean, that is moving around. And Eastern is 707, pop-ups right there. You know, I'm moving around. And I don't even do a lot of the regular pop-ups, like with people. Because I can go stand alone and pop on my own because it's just like my Facebook page. I'm working on my Instagram page. I just started with that. But the Facebook page just blew up. Like right now, this morning I get up. You got 12 messages wanting to know where you at. Like, I ain't even started my day yet. I ain't even made a post yet. They want to know where you at today. And it's a beautiful thing to get up like that and people want to know, oh, either I got like four more people to talk to. I have two more people today to talk to besides this is the interview, but I have two more people to talk to about how did I start the business, did I do this here. That's on the schedule today. I only can take two today. I have four more people to talk to. And it's every day. This tomorrow, it'll be two or three more.
So now, when I met you, it was a pop-up shop. So explain to me, explain to our listening audience the advantage you have with your pop-up shop, and are you bringing other businesses along with you?
Oh, good. We and another guy, we started, we were separate as a barbecue guy, and then I started doing, I was already grinding with everything. They was already. But then started getting people come in, and now daily it's about two or three people. Two or three bring a certain amount because they don't allow me to bring like maybe four business on their property. You know what I'm saying? So I have to wait till one can't come to bring another one in. And I feel like that's my job. If I got the stage, I promote a black business every day on my 5,000 people Facebook page every single day, and I share a whole article on them. I might skip one or two days of the week, but I could promote small business. And I go get their stuff and share it because I'm on a stage right now where I can be heard on there, baby, so I can talk to people there and get people going in there. So I use that right there. So we brought along about, I think we had like five that day with us right there. And like now I'm bringing, did you see the pasta guy? I'm bringing him along now. The guy I'm bringing him along. And I'm showing them how to get their license, how to get everything legal so they can be able to do anything.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Yeah, let's talk about that too. So in order to be a success, tell me what the things are like in 1, 2, 3 in order to be a successful business doing this, to be successful at this.
I would say, first of all, you had to get all your stuff organized up with the city. And then, I'm going to be honest, all pop-ups, you don't have to have a license to do it. You just have to have the permission to do things, but you have to, it's how you do it, like anything. It's how you do it, what you say, and how you do it, people, because they can find a way to set it down any kind of way, no matter what you got. You can have every license, and the business there, but they don't want you there, and you can't be there. So you have to put the ducks in a row and make sure you go talk to the people on the property, because that's the most important part there, the property that you own. Because no matter what you got, it doesn't matter if you can't be there. And you kind of pick a good location. You don't want to be in the backwoods somewhere where nobody sees you. So all the prime time locations you want to set up and try to get to them right there. So you have to speak to the people right there. Next, when you do, look like you're selling what you're selling. And when I say look like the brand, look like if you see me somewhere on the side of the road, you're going to say, God, that guy looks like he sells coffee. If you come into my station, it's going to be very clean. Everything with the banners is wrapped on it, coffee man, everything. You want to look like you're doing, get you a payment plan where you can take credit cards too, take another app like Cash App, Bill. Be ready to take cash. You don't want to lose a sale. You don't want your gift to have to run to the bank somewhere and come back and you lose a sale. So be prepared on that. And the last thing I say, have that energy. When they come in there, be able to tell them about your product. Be able to talk to them. Your product is 50% of it. You, your personality is the other 50% of your business being successful. And I tell people when they're building business in itself, you know, if you have to, look like you're part of your business. Even you don't know, even if I can make not one drop of coffee, I look like I can make coffee. I tell you that. I happen to know how to do it. And you and do some research on your stuff and be able to give a story behind you, know a lot about your product, be able to answer questions where it's made at, because you got vegans out there, you got people that are doing different stuff. Be able to answer every question about your product, right? If they hit you with stuff, go back home and research it up, you know. It just happened. I didn't have to do all because I've done this. I had it all already.
Well, that makes sense.
It looks like I have it in line right there. I mean, you know, you want to be able to, like a lot of people don't know that I had 4 copper stops. They don't know I had 2 store cars. They don't know I wasn't certified as digger. So they don't know I just lost 2 food trucks. They think I'm just a guy on the side of the road selling coffee. But then when they have one conversation with me, it all changes.
Well, I promise you, you were very impressive to me when I saw you, when I saw your ad on Facebook inviting people to come up to your pop shop. I think that is awesome. But, you know, you said you touched on something that I think is really important. You have to look like what you sell. So it's like, if you ever look at a McDonald's, they look like they sell the best hamburgers in town. And as far as if you compare what they look like and how they branded themselves to what you actually get when you go into McDonald's, it's like this. They look better than they are.
But you're right. But that's why they sell so much of it right there.
Right.
You know, Starbucks, it's the look of Starbucks. Sometimes people don't even like having stuff they go in there and get. But it's the look of Starbucks. It's the look of Burger King. It's the look of Pizza Hut. It's the look of these places. And I tell our small black business right there. Just because you listen to your name say small in front of it, look big. If nobody knew, they would swear to God that Coffee Bear is already a national brand because it looks like a national brand. I have monetized. Hey, what franchise are you with? No, I own the company. No. Who are you? Who you doing? No. I own the whole brand. I own Coffee Man. I own everything. They're like, you know, like even from Mass and everything, I own everything. I own all the trademarks of Coffee Man. And they're like, wow. But, you know, let's look like what you do. Like I tell these small business right there, you know, look like that. It helps out a whole lot when they come in there. You know, I always used to say this here. And I walk in a business, I should not be able to tell if that business is black or white owned. I should not be able to tell. I should just know that it's a business. That's it. Not it's a black-owned business or a white-owned business or Asian-owned business. I should know that. God, it's an impressive business. That's what I should know first. So we should step our game up, too, to make sure that we look out far, because people are looking for a reason to say, oh, no, they can't do this. It's the fan and it's the result of it. Looking for things not to shop with you. Now, I love it right now. We're in a time period now where us as African-Americans, we got to lead right now, and we have to ride this horse till we can't ride it no more, because they are stopping and supporting everything that we are doing right now. But give them their money worth when they stop and support you. Don't give them this shabby product or this shabby attitude. Give them a great attitude, a great personality, and a greater product, so they want to come back and support you. They want to take your name and support it and share it on Facebook. You need to go try to do a Coffee Man or whatever. You want that right there. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at right now. And social media have blown me up.
Wow.
And I've worked my tail off to get there. And like I say, it's every day is a different day when you're meeting people to come in. And I've had, and I'm gonna be honest, and I'm very honest about how I think. The most influential people who've helped me in here since I got to Dallas have been the black woman.
Wow.
I'm explaining 30 yes. seconds of it. Every business deal I've done, from Texas Trust to doing stuff inside Amazon, to doing Witherite, to doing eating a big thing right there, doing this show right now, mm-hmm. to doing my sporting events, my 707, my Little League basketball, to my fundraisers out in DeSoto, when they made a whole pop-up shop for me, we raised like over $1,000 out there. I was the pop-up shop. And I donated 25% back what I made, back to that thing. And they gave me four kids, and the kids did it. It's always been a black woman. And I told my cousin, I said, man, the people don't realize this stuff. I said, the black woman is running down in Texas. As in, if you try, I mean, it's a fact, and if people not paying attention to what I'm saying, but that's why they're not evolving and moving as fast as they are. They want to know, how could you come here less than a year, start a business 5 months, and wow, you're already out moving around like that. How? I mean, I got 3 podcasts I'm on. I'm going to get on another one, a guest on ours, and I'm going to get on another one where it's going to be a visual. People can call in and ask questions. But the black woman is, and I don't know, maybe that's just my clientele. I don't know. But women, period, black or white, Asian, Chinese, whatever, that's my clientele with them kids. But the black woman has been so supportive of me since I've been here.
So,
big time.
So, it's coffee, and as a rule, adults drink coffee, but you said you have kids. So you brought something for kids. So tell us about your lemonade.
Yeah, what I do, I'm going to go back to the coffee. Coffee thing, I'm able to serve even coffee for some of the kids, but I do a lot of school events because it's in right now. Because I control the sweetness, the strength of the coffee because I'm making it by hand. This is not coming out of a pool machine like a dagger or something. I have to make this. So the kids come up to me and love it because I can add just as much caramel they want to add or just as much coffee they want to add. I make it sweet for them so they like it. So it'd be like almost like a coffee shake.
Okay.
On the frozen lemonade, I have blackberry, strawberry, blue raspberry, and a wild berry mix. So by me having them drinks right there, I cater to the kids too. And I sell a $3 and a $5 drink, which most of my $5 drinks I sell. I have a $3 drink when I see that mother coming there, she got 3 kids with her. But
okay.
She want to get some.
Okay.
She can afford to do that with a $10 bill instead of paying $15 for this drink right here. So I use that small drink just for them right there. And it's not something I make a lot on, but it's something that I know that my mothers out there appreciate it, and the kids appreciate it, and the community appreciate, you know, give it back. Because they'll support, and they always leave more than what it's supposed to be. Always do.
And that is a good point. That is a good point. Giving back. You have to give back, and you look like you have found really some fantastic ways to give back by including other small business, black business in your pop-ups, and also the mothers, and looking at their pocket and saying, you know what, I want you to come back and buy some more from me. And I love the fact that you said you don't want to lose a sale, so you want to make sure that you can take all of these. And see, now it's different. It's different because way back in the day, you had to have a merchant account. So you had to be attached to a bank and a merchant account. Well, now you have Zelle, you have Cash App, you have PayPal.
Yeah.
And so,
everything.
And so you, because that Cash App thing just blew my mind, you know. Oh, let me Cash App you. You know, that's really...
And then it takes less than a credit card time. Boom, 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 and it's ready to go. You know, you got your scan thing ready, and it's ready to go. And they're so good for the small business. It helps us out so much, you know. It definitely, because I say small business, but I was still small business, but I was bigger than a regular small business at once. You know, I learned a lot about that, you know, about the machines, about the thing. And I mean, at one time, with my 4 vehicles, I was paying out over $3,200 a month just in our credit card fee because I was doing so much.
Right.
So I've learned now how to eliminate all of that because the guests don't mind about paying the extra 20 cents for a drink, so you don't have to pay it. They don't care about that.
Right.
Because that 20 cents going to add up when you got to add up. You got all these transactions going on, And that could keep you in business right there. As a businessman, I'm speaking now on another level with that, you know. And your guests don't mind, but I tell people, hey, the guests don't mind about paying an extra 25, 30 cents for their thing right there, because they had to pay that right there. That'll keep you in business. If you think about all the transactions you got, a small business have a hard time swallowing that sometimes, which adds up, you know.
And that's another very, very good point. So now, are you going to be like Coffee Man, Small Business Pop-Up School, where if you want to learn how to do what I do and franchise yourself out, you know, have you thought about that?
It's about to happen here. My next thing, what I'm going to do when I get ready to decide who I'm going to do it with, it takes about $100,000 to open up a coffee shop, right, on the low end for most people who don't know what they're doing, who make the mistake. I've done already four of these and two food trucks in a pop-up shop. So I'm like on number seven time doing it, so I know how to do it. Mm-hmm. I can take the same $100,000, go buy two cars, two 6x6 trailers, wrap them with Coffee Man, brand my own coffee bean of everything, and then turn around and still have another pop-up, my pop-up shop I have right now, and then leave $50,000 in the bank to open up a brick and mortar in a small brick and mortar. That'll give us five ways of making money. When you make the coffee brand or make money when you're sleeping, your pop-up still will be there. Two trucks that'll make about $300,000 to $500,000 a year, because they call it they small. There'll be a small Kia Soul wrapped with Coffee Man pulling up a 6x6 small trailer. And it's just the cutest thing. And you pull up, you can do everything. Two of them right there, and then you have a brick and mortar. Five ways of making money with what it takes. People can take $100,000 and do it with. And you'll never have to worry about failing, because them two trucks, them two cars in that truck are always going to keep everything afloat.
Wow. That's incredible.
They don't run the investment to me. I done had a little bit more, like a couple $100,000, but mm-hmm. I didn't like the people. I mean, I'm looking for more than just a person to bring me the money to throw it out there. I mean, looking for, unless you just some big billionaire, which I got to tell people, it's only a matter of time before the right person I want to deal with speaks, because this is a major concept that could take off all over the country right here.
I was going to say, let's talk about that, because this is a different type of concept. This is different. What makes you so different from the rest?
I'm bringing it to you as a full coffee shop. And then, you know, the people out and about, they want us to put things right there. They like putting a small business. So if a person is investing, got a small business, they don't get the book as a small business. I want the legwork to make sure the man brand is ready for you. So you don't have to worry about that. That's my job right there. Make sure the Coffee Man brand is ready. Everything started with, if I watched a movie, it's a great movie, you have to brand yourself with speed. Remember I said, I can do two people in an hour and 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's speed. That's speed right there.
Yeah.
McDonald's was designed on speed, because this is a very fast-paced thing.
Right.
But people still want to have their property. They still want to have their barbershop conversation when they go in and talk to you.
Yeah.
When they talk to their pop-up. It's very interesting how you're doing and things. And being the full time thing, the full time look is the attention grabber for the street. I don't care if you had, they go, God, look at that guy over there. And then, I'm not going to lie, you got a black guy over 40 selling coffee. You show me one more. You show me one who knows. I want to know that guy. Because not many of us who's African American over 40 can sell coffee. They have no clue what I'm doing. Looking at me like, God, selling coffee. I can't make money selling coffee. I'm not selling coffee. I'm selling a whole lot more stuff than coffee right here. But nobody's going to see the $27.8 billion that Starbucks makes a year. You got to be selling something to be able to make that kind of money right there. I'm not selling a regular 89-cent black coffee. You have to know your numbers. You have to be a new person. Exactly what it comes to make this product. Me, as an executive chef, I make everything. I make flavors. I make my own ice coffee. All I got to do is coffee press. I don't have Dunkin' Donut or Starbucks or coffee, a thing to make a frappe. No,
right.
That's all in my hand, and I'm going to make it right now. I can teach these movements to everybody that I need to teach to. And this is a very, you control on how you work, but you got, it's one thing I'm doing.
shutting down this tune in today, and you can continue to help other businesses. I really like the fact that I saw that you had like three or four, maybe five different businesses with you. Now, if you're a new person and you a new business, are you taking on any other help you? Or, I mean, not to help you, but so you can your pop-up places?
Okay, this is how I did this weekend here. One of the guys is gone this weekend. He got two events, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with him being gone, I brought in the pop-up guy to come fit in his spot. I'm gone for Saturday and Sunday from where we pop-up places. So he's going to take my spot. The other guy's going to deal with it and make sure it's good.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take my spot over the weekend. Because mm-hmm. I won't be there. So there, we don't never got a number. Because we have a 24-hour fee to give us permission to be out there at a place. The permission is the biggest thing. Like I said, permission, because you can have all the licenses and they still have kind of police too. They will.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I noticed that somebody, not in front of your booth, but I noticed that somebody was taking pictures or filming on one of the pineapple joints while I was there. And I'm... That just kind of made me, it perked my...
I think there was a good feeling there. But that was
okay.
Instagram feeling, because if it would have been a bad feeling, they would have sold up right away. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that was some good feeling. They were promoting that. Going back to the pineapple joint, people of y'all haven't seen with these ladies. It's amazing with these. I'm a silly man right here.
Amazing. It's amazing
what they're doing right now, you know. We got another guy, T-Man. This guy is educated on T-Man. I call him T-Man. His name is Jewel. He runs a place called Jewel, but I call him T-Man, y'all. He's so educated on me for your body and health and everything that you're doing. We just added this pasta guy that's doing. We got one of the best barbecue places, Big Time Barbecue. You have never seen them. These guys are, man, they started from living. Now, you're talking about their brand right now. They look like an amazing barbecue company. I'm going to show you some pictures of how they look. And then we have LaQuanza, she does desserts and everything. She put me desserts in the waffle cone. Then we got another cupcake, which she got a really good pound cake. Like, everybody does something different.
Okay.
And then I'm out there playing cover, man, just doing what I do, you know.
Well, you know, I just think this is incredible. I think this is an incredible opportunity. And to see you go from triumph to tragedy to triumph again. And not only did you bring yourself, you stopped and picked up some people on the way and brought them
that's the way it should be. And hope that us as a race, spend more time doing it, pulling people along. We got the opportunity. Because there's a lot of me out there. You know, we got everything right now. But so they bring some downs and everything. But that don't take them away from who they are. And just hope a lot of us look back to help there and continue to support small business, black business, because we work a little bit harder than everybody. When they walk in, we got to almost do the horse dance, the pony, and everything just to sell a thing or something. But I'm so proud of Dallas. I'm black, and I see the whole team they've been supporting. I think I'm very much on support of what I've done for me. I can't really say what they've done, but I've seen them support the people. I mean, they've done so much for me in a small amount of time. You don't just walk in a place and you don't know nobody. Nobody. And you just, all of a sudden, you just rise up in 4 or 5 months like that. It takes a lot of other people there, and it's all because of them following me. You know, I do my work for it. I mean, I'm the first person on the site sometimes, last person leaves sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's how I operate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I'm a mission right now. I mean, you're in the room, and I spent 18 with them, and I'm building up a head of steam, and it's going big. And I expect somebody to gonna walk up. I mean, he's big as Mark Cuban. Somebody gonna come up and say, this dude is selling coffee a 4 foot table.
Yeah.
And then when wrestlers are playing a half to do everything, it's amazing. They've been begging people and saying, man, you need to go to Shark Tank, go to Shark Tank. I said, I'm in the middle of food right now. I don't have time. Somebody's gonna see me. I mean, it's a matter of time, right person sees. So it'd be like, hey, this guy's doing a lot, you know what I'm saying? You know, I think like this truck, I remember the CEO brought me in, and then the CEO they brought me in, and then I remember that day he got a full lemonade, and that since then, man, I've been stuck in the company, you know, that day with them. And great guy with everybody in the gym out there. You know, big comment. Hey, for the right, everybody knows what he does. She do a lot for the community. She get with her always right there.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because when I went to Amy, Amy was still having me face to face yet, but we were always there. But she's been out a couple of hours every time I was there. I wanted to do 140 some people for free because I wanted to give back to her.
Mm-hmm.
For what she do during Christmas time, Thanksgiving time. Mm-hmm. This woman does a lot for us too. For the black community, I'm going to be honest. She mm-hmm. does a lot for the black community. And I want to do something for her and her people. And I did something for them, and now we picked up a couple more accounts. Now they pay us to come in too.
Wow. I think that's amazing, Mr. James. I just see you blowing up. I like your tenacity. I do like your energy. You make everything look exciting. And
Go ahead. It's all because of God.
Okay. That's the biggest thing right there.
God. It's all God. I'm just doing what he tells me to do. I get up every day and do what he tells me to do. But it's all, just everything I just went over the last videos and everything, this is all God's plan. He laughed at my plan, so I'm going to roll with his plan.
I like that. You know, amazing. Well, Mr. James, it has been my pleasure and an honor to interview you, have you here on From Marvel with Love. We appreciate you. We appreciate the service that you are doing for our community and giving back. And so before we go, you got to tell where you're going to be the next few days and
okay.
And how people can get in touch with you. How can people find you?
Okay. Next couple of days, I'm gonna be at today I'm gonna be at 360 and Camp Wisdom behind Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, and Chase Bank in front of 24 Hour Fitness. I'm gonna get there at 4:00. I'll be there by 7:30. Okay. Tomorrow Saturday I'm gonna be from 9:00 to 4:00. I'm gonna be at Timberview High School. I got a 7-on-7 football game out there, and they say they also got 1,500 dancers out there for a dance rehearsal, a dance thing out there, a dance studio thing out there. They're doing it in the gym. And then I'm gonna be in Prosper, Texas, at Ivory, the daycare. And Prosper, Texas, I got an Easter egg hunt, a huge Easter egg hunt thing. I'm going out there to set up out there for that right there. That's why I'll be here for the next couple of days. If you want to follow me at Coffeeman X I Lee on Facebook.
Okay.
And then you can follow me at Coffeeman Pop-Up Shop, all one thing, on Instagram.
Okay.
And if anyone needs to contact me, y'all can contact me at 318-534-9154. And like I said, I do everything from birthday parties to fundraisers to company parties. Anything I do, I do it all with it. And I come to set up and I do my thing with that. You know, y'all just look me up and try to check me out like that. But thank y'all for listening. I hope to see y'all soon.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. I'm just going to put it on here. In the chat here, I'm just going to put your, how to follow you.
That's okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to put that in there cause I tried to put it up on there, but it wouldn't let me do it. So, I'm all right. So, I'm just saying follow Mr. James. Yeah. So thanks again. I appreciate you. I appreciate all that you do.
Thank you very, very much for having me and coming out there to the pop-up shop. I'm very, very grateful for that right there. I really, really appreciate that. To be able to tell my story and some of this stuff. So thank you again very much. And anytime, like hopefully one day you'll be having me on one day, and I've been a really blue up there, and I'll be rocking and rolling.
Okay.
I have the same great face smile on my face and just be the same person. There's nothing going to change.
Okay. Well, thank you again so much. You enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next time. When you got some exciting things, just hook us up. Just let us know when and where.
I sure will. Thank you very
all
much.
All right. Thank you, Mr. James. I appreciate
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. All right, Mr. James was pretty awesome. He had a lot of energy, an awful lot of energy, and I will be posting on my Facebook page, Mr. James Coffee Man, and he's going to be at 360 in Camp Wisdom today from 4 p.m. to about 7:30 p.m. Right behind the 24-hour fitness in that shopping center there. So check him out and check out his coffees, his lemonades. I had his coffee is delicious. So he makes it to your liking. So however you like it, because he said you want it strong and you want it sweet. So, and he's really good at what he does. So you can also check that out. And, that was great. And we will be back. I wanted to play this because this is Women's History Month, and I want to play a little bit of Chaka Khan. I am every woman, and I don't own the rights to this song, but I want to hear it. And thank you for tuning in, okay? Marvel with Love today. I had some technical issues on my last our last segment with Kaufman, Roderick James, and so we did not have that live, but we are going to invite him back and have him to come back on the show and check us out. So again, thank you for tuning in. I like to start my shows off by saying this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will be glad and rejoice in it. This is a beautiful day. Come rain or shine, it's fabulous Friday, y'all. It is fabulous Friday. And again, welcome to the show. I went over a lot of things in the beginning of the show. I'm going to do a quick recap for you. Today is we honor at iMessenger Media. We honor the Pearl Woman. Today is Tammy Thomas. Miss Tammy Thomas, in addition to being a financial services representative at the McDonald Group, Tammy Thomas is a special education teacher for Dallas ISD, Sarah Zumwalt Middle School. She graduated from Texas College with a degree in political science and pre-law, and she received a master's degree from Walden University. Miss Thomas has a testimony worth sharing, one that will make some shut up and vow to do better, because she suffered traumatic injuries in an accident, come out and be told she'd never walk again. Long before that accident, she was committed to the community, to community service, and today, this resilient, beautiful woman spends more time caring about others than herself. She has logged numerous volunteer hours with Genesis Women's Shelter, Susan G. Coleman, and the Bridge Homeless Shelter. After her body went through a reboot, she said, relearned how to talk, write, walk, and cook everything. Member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Ms. Thomas began coaching, crocheting as a way to cope. The items she made that ministry grew, that she made were hats, scarves, blankets, and she donated it to the homeless, domestic violence survivors, and cancer survivors. That ministry grew, and she formed a nonprofit called SAG, S-A-G-3, SAG-3. The organization is doing so much to help so many, and it takes so little to help this superb woman. Hopefully, people will embrace her cause and find ways to help her and others. You can help her at www.sag3nonprofit.org. That's www.sag3nonprofit.org. And we salute our superb woman today, Tammy Thomas. So just in case you missed that earlier because of our technical difficulties, but we are now back and going strong. I'm glad, you know, welcome to the show. When it happens, but guess what? We still fly. We still soar and we still stand up. Thank you again. All right, so the next thing that we've got going on in the news is, I'm just trying to talk and type at the same time. All right, so the next thing that we have going on in our news is called Quit Playing, and it's written by our columnist, Vincent L. Hall. And the name of his article this week is called It's Always Right to Fight. And it's a great story. Check that out. But there's some other things in our paper this week. And let me just show you our paper. Here it is. We've got on the front page, we've got Fight for Women of Color Who Fight for Us. That was written by Ben Jealous. That's special to Texas Metro News. Our mayor has a special word. And it's Dallas Mayor, don't hesitate to get the COVID-19 vaccine. He is encouraging everybody, people of color, everybody, to get vaccinated. That's how we're going to get this herd immunity. That's how we're going to get past this. Because we've got to get past this. And I think we're heading in a good direction, but we got to get past it. But you can read all about that in this week's paper. Also, Dallas native and former Lincoln standout Chris Bosh named NBA Hall of Fame finalist. And that's written by our sports editor, Dorothy Gentry. And then Smith, our publisher, she writes My Truth. And this week her column is called Cheryl is for Real. And she's not talking about herself. She's talking about Cheryl Pelote Williamson. So you want to check out the paper. Now, you can get this paper in most Black-owned restaurants throughout the city, Dallas and Fort Worth. You can also just send me an email at editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. And I will put you on our e-blast list. Send me your email, name and your email address, and we'll put you on there. You can get our daily right in your inbox. You won't miss anything. And then you can also get our paper at South House Cafe right there. There's a couple of other restaurants in the area. There's down on the north end, we have Smoke John's barbecue you can get there. If you down around the Fair Park area, you can get our paper right there as well. And now that the African American Museum is opening up again, and you know, you can also get the paper there. There's several places you can get it. You can also go to www.texasmetronews.com. That's www.texasmetronews.com, and get our paper, because we are delivering the news that you need. And also, I would like to highlight today as well one of our calendar items. Tomorrow, March the 27th, the Chris Howe Foundation Winter Leaf Drive. Free food, free water, free PPE care packages, registrations, supplies last, and it's going to be at Tarrant County College South, 5301 Campus Drive, Fort Worth. That's 5301 Campus Drive, Fort Worth, Texas, and it's at 9 a.m. All right. Now, if you are looking for a job, Bahamas Beach, Dallas, right on 67, is hiring. And all you have to do is go to bahamasbeachdallas.com. That's hosted by the Dallas Park and Recreation Department. So that's bahamasbeachdallas.com. Now, you know, when COVID hit, that shut us down all last year, 2020, there was no Bahama Beach. And it looks like they are hiring, expecting to open, but there's going to be more to that. I will let you know as I find out about that. Now, Lee Merritt and his department are conducting a separate investigation into the actions of seven officers who are on leave after Sunday's incident. The attorney for the family said authorities aren't being being forthcoming. Family of 26-year-old man who died Sunday while in the custody at the Collin County Jail for marijuana possession called Friday for the arrest of the 7 officers involved in his detention. Lee Merritt, a civil rights attorney representing the family of Marvin David Scott III, also called for more transparency in investigating into the death, saying that neither he nor Scott's family were notified about a news conference that Collin County Sheriff Jim Skinner conducted on Friday morning to provide an update on the case. Now, you can read more about this. This story was originally published in the Dallas Morning News, and we are with them in collaboration. So Texas Metro News will also have this article on site. That's www.texasmetronews.com. All right, and so our hearts go out to that family. Now, we're celebrating North Texas Business and Professional Women's League Incorporation 2021 Women's History and Founders Day Program. And the name of the program is Ballot Women of the Vote to be Silenced, honoring the Sojourner Truth Awardee, Mrs. Ann M. Williams, the founder of Dallas Black Dance Theater. That's going to be Saturday, March the 27th at 11 a.m. It is going to be on online. It is a virtual program, and you can register. All you need to do is go to www.texasmetronews.com and look for the flyer, and all of the information is on our website so that you can get it. The speaker is going to be Tanika Scott. She is precinct chair for Dallas County. And Diane Tipton is the League of, and they're the speakers. I want to say congratulations to Mrs. Ann M. Williams, Dallas Black Dance Theater as well. There is also, this day and time, now we have the George Floyd Act, which is in chokeholds, in racial profiling, and demand accountability. That site is www.txgeorgefloydact.com. That's www.txgeorgefloydact.com. Please check it out. Another hiring position, the Dallas Parks and Recreation. They are hiring for a seasonal recreation center assistant, and all you have to do is go to dallascityhall.com. That's dallascityhall.com. Join the Friends of the Texas Vietnam Veterans Memorial at Fair Park to commemorate National Vietnam War Veterans Day, Monday, March 29th at 11 a.m. To commemorate National Vietnam War Veterans Day, the Friends of the Texas Vietnam Veterans Memorial will host and join with the Daughters of the American Revolution to lay a commemorative wreath at the Texas Vietnam Memorial in Fair Park. This memorial is located inside of Fair Park next to the main art entrance closest to Perry and Exposition Avenue near the Automobile Building and Music Hall. The wreath laying is open to the public and will promptly commemorate at 11 a.m. followed by a period of fellowship. It sounds wonderful, so check that out. Also, there is still happening. this weekend, the Lone Star Diamond Classic Weekend for 2021. That is the University plays Arkansas Pine Bluff. And that is going on in Frisco. You can check that out. You can check it out on TexasMetroNews.com. That's www.TexasMetroNews.com. All right. Melodies of Resurrection happening on April 2nd at 12 o'clock. It's hosted by The Word, airing on The Word. It's going to have Mel Holder, saxophonist, and Mel Washington as well. So that's going to be a great show. Check that out. Our mayor proclaims March 26th day as Stop Asian Hate Dallas. All right. It is now 33 minutes after the hour and 27 minutes before the top of the hour. Thank you for tuning in today. Hey, Isis, how are you? I had some technical difficulties earlier. I am back. And I am up and running. Thank you for tuning in today. I had a wonderful guest on in the first portion of the show, and that was Mr. Roderick James, and he is the coffee man. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about him. I'm going to have him back on because we had some technical difficulties, so I'm going to have him to come back on, and he is a busy man. Now, Roderick James is also known as the coffee man. He was born in Shreveport, Louisiana, and he grew up in Bossier City there in Louisiana. He was raised in the projects of that era, and at 17, he enlisted in the Army right after high school. He served 8 years in the Army. He attended the chef school at the Culinary Institute of America. He worked as a traveling executive chef for over 25 years, and he worked at 7 different casinos. In 2016, he became an entrepreneur and opened 6 businesses between 2016 and 2019. For coffee shops, 2 snow cone shops, Mr. James won the Small Business of the Year Award in Louisiana in 2018. Now, this is not where Mr. James' story ends, but begins. He lost everything in 2020 to Hurricane Laura. He moved to Texas and started a new business pop-up shop. And let me just tell you, I saw him at a pop-up on this past Saturday, and I got the opportunity to try his coffee. His coffee was delicious. It was delicious. And he makes it, he said his biggest supporters are women and children. He does pop-ups at schools, at fundraisers. In fact, he is having a pop-up today. So if you are in the neighborhood of 360 and Camp Wisdom, that's Arlington, Grand Prairie area. If you are in a shopping center from 4 to about 7:30, he said he'll be there with a pop-up. And he usually brings other businesses along with him. When I saw him over the weekend, there was the pineapple joint. Oh, my God. That was incredible as well. The food was delicious. It was a big pineapple cut in half and filled with all of these wonderful vegetables. I have to have had the spicy shrimp, and it was delicious. And then there was the tea guy. Well, Mr. James called him the tea man. His name is Gerald Primo, and he has, 360 and Camp Wisdom, 4 o'clock, and this is going to be the Coffee Man pop-up shop. Let me put that in the chat for you. Man pop shop. And like I said, sorry, y'all. I didn't get that in right. So it's Coffee Man pop-up shop. And like I said, he'll have maybe three or four other vendors along with him as well. And there's the pineapple joint will be with him. Jewel, kombucha tea man will be there. Mr. Gerald Flo, the pasta, seafood pasta guy, he will be there. And sometimes he even has the barbecue people there too. So anyway, it's really great. It's good to circulate. And what he does, he has these pop-up shops, and he asks these other businesses to kind of go along with him. And it was a great interview. We're going to have him back. We are definitely going to have him back so you can hear more about what he has planned in the future. I called it Triumph to Tragedy to Triumph Again. You know, going from walking away from a $128,000 a year job as an executive chef, managing casinos in Louisiana and making all this money. He just said, he woke up one day and he said, I have no more passion for it. And so he decided to start his own business. He opened four coffee shops and the two snow cone shops. And then in 2020, the war hit and destroyed his business. So it destroyed everything he had. So he came to Texas, and Texas opened arms. And in about 5 or 6 months, he has triumphed once again. He is so busy doing what he does. And so he loved sharing that with us, and he will continue to share with other businesses and who want themselves. And I walked away with a couple of good things that he said. He said, look like what you're selling. You are a brand. You need to look like it, you know? And I thought that's a great idea, because if you think about it, and look at a lot of these businesses around, you don't know what they do a good job at on the inside when you're looking at them from the outside. So if you see McDonald's and you see those M's and Stafford hamburgers, you just think, they got to make the best hamburgers ever. But the hamburger average, but it's the brand that sells them. That's why they're so popular. People keep coming back. There's lots of businesses like that. So that is one of the interesting things about it. You know, thank you, Terry. Thank you, Isis. Thank you guys for joining me today. Yeah, I had some. I'm okay. I'm good. I'm better. And so we were talking earlier. We were just kind of talking earlier about what's kind of some of the things that are going on. But I want to give some shout out to some birthdays. And today, March 26th, celebrating Diana Ross. She's the icon, Miss Ross, birthday. Eric Bellinger, George Alexander McGuire, Bishop Rashad Jennings, Teddy Pendergrass, the late Teddy Pendergrass. And what's your favorite Teddy Pendergrass song? Von Miller, NFL player for Denver Broncos, who is from DeSoto, Texas. Happy birthday, Von Miller. Elaine Taylor. And then our very own Judge Clay Jenkins. Simlo, happy birthday. Zalupo Bell. Adolf. Lynn Owat. Keitra Davis. Happy birthday, everybody. Here's interesting Black history fact for today. Augusta Savage, original name, her original name is Augusta Christine Fell, born February the 1992 in Green Cold Spring, Florida. She died March 26 in 1962 in New York. She was an American sculptor and educator who battled racism to secure a place for African-American women in the art world. And I'm telling you, I'm looking at a photo. I wish I could show this to you. It is absolutely beautiful. But all of the things that I talked about today, that I have talked about today, you can find on our newsletter. And if you would like to get a newsletter, all you have to do is email me editor@texasmetronews.com. It's editor@texasmetronews.com. Leave your name and email address. I will put you on our list and you will get that daily e-blast in your inbox right then. And you can always follow us on all of our social media pages, Texas Metro News on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, you can follow us, read the paper if you want to go to our website. That's www.texasmetronews.com. And like I said, the paper hit the streets today. There it is. And if you want to read these articles, we have some of the most talented writers in the city. And I do appreciate each and every one of them for their contribution to iMessenger Media. And our illustrious leader is Cheryl Smith. She's an unknown woman who didn't know anything about journalism, who didn't know anything, and she has taken under her wing. She is a mentor. She is my friend, and I do appreciate her so very much for the opportunity to do this. Now, I'd like to, if you want to be a guest on From Marvel with Love, all you have to do is email me at editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. Leave your name, your contact information for me. I will contact you and we can see what we can do and get that worked out. I would love, I always say, I want to talk about what you want to talk about. So this is Marvel with Love, and I do love you, and it comes from a higher place. You want to take me to a higher place, right? To a higher love. You know, that's what we should do. And we celebrate, this is Women's History Month, but here at iMessenger Media, we celebrate women all year long. Because, as a matter of fact, that was one of the things that Mr. James spoke about. He said, you know what, Black women are doing some things. And in Dallas and all around, he said he gives them credit for the reason why his business has become so successful in the last 6 months, which he started from absolutely nothing because he'd lost everything in his Hurricane Laura in Louisiana. So you know what, and COVID has been kind of our hurricane here this last year. So many lost lives, so many lost businesses, so many broken families. But then we learn to pivot. That's what we do. We pivot, we change, we do something different. We learn how to make sweet lemonade out of lemons, out of a sour lemon. We just do. I have seen so many businesses kind of birth since COVID. The mask makers, the containers to put your mask in to say sterilize, more food deliveries from some of the places that would have never delivered prior to this. Grocery stores delivering, you know, three times the pace that they ever delivered before. It just seems like there's just so much. And then there's people out there, special people out there that will go grocery shopping for you and bring it to you. We'll take care of that. Personal shoppers. And those businesses that were standing brick and mortar, if they've held on, they have now increased their e-commerce business. So now you can deal with them across the internet. You can order your product. It can be drop shipped and delivered to you right there. You don't have to. But I want to just stress to you that we are almost out of this. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but there's some things that we have to still continue to do until it is completely in our rearview mirror. And one of them is wearing your mask. Make sure that you have your mask on. When you are outside of your home and you are surrounded by people that you don't know that don't live with you, make sure you have your mask on and make sure that you are staying 6 feet. So my guess, I had an earlier guest that we're going to invite him back, and that's Mr. Coffee Man, Mr. James. He'll be back at another time. And then we were going to have Mr. Gerald Prelo with his kombucha tea, and he's going to be on next week. So I want you guys to make sure you tune in for next week's show, because it's going to be a good one. We're going to have B.R. Small back from the Women's Veterans Enterprise Center. She's going to come back and talk to us about Trending Thursdays and what's going on with those with that. And businesses for women that are veterans. It is just time to celebrate life. It is, instead of worrying and being so concerned about what we've lost, it's time for us to start doing something about what we can have and what we do have. And so that's the best thing to do. That is the best thing to do, because out of a loss, there's always a birth. There's always a birth of something new. You know, we are doing it. We are doing it. It is a day. It is a wonderful day. And I thank God for this day. And I thank God for those of you who are tuned in. But let me tell you about a couple of things that's going on. Now, before we leave here, because it is 50 minutes after the hour and 10 minutes before the top of the hour, tomorrow, Daria Jacobs is having a book signing, and so you get to meet and greet with her about her newest book, and it's called Leaving Your Pain at the Pews. She was my guest last week, and she is going to be doing a book signing tomorrow, and it's at 2349 Cedar Crest Boulevard in Dallas, and it is at 3 p.m. tomorrow, March the 20th. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, it says tomorrow. It's the 28th. It's Sunday. It's Sunday, March the 28th. Sunday at 3 p.m. And yes, Daria, I will be there to get my book signed. I can't wait to read it. But it's also available on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble. And it's called Leaving Your Pain at the Pews. Oh, that's just got such an interesting title. So congratulations, Daria, on your book. And so you guys should definitely check that out. And in the community calendar, just to let you know what's going on tomorrow, Saturday the 27th, that if you want to know a little bit, there's a short history of racism in Detroit. It's their virtual tour. So that's another really cool thing about COVID. I mean, where none of us knew anything about Zoom prior to this or anything like that, now all of a sudden we are all doing this. We have Zoom meetings. We have Facebook Live meetings. We have all kinds of things going on. So now we can actually venture all across this country via Zoom and video calls. And so, I mean, that's something born out of a necessity to continue to do business. And so if you are in that Detroit area, or maybe you just want to know a little bit more about this short history of racism in Detroit, you can check this event out. It's hosted by the Detroit Experience Factory, and you can go to DetroitExperienceFactory.org, and it's from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Central Daylight Savings Time, and check that out. Women's Ministry Spring Conference. It's hosted by Orchard Knob Missionary Baptist Church. It's also online, and it's via Zoom. And if you go to TexasMetroNews.com and look at our community calendar on there, you will find that Zoom address, the ID number, and the password. Is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. The DSM Book Festival. Its headline author is Tari Jones, and it's hosted by DSM Book Festival, and you can register, and it's at 3 p.m. Again, you can find these things. And I talked about earlier the Chris Howell Foundation, that's in Fort Worth. That is tomorrow at 9 a.m., giving away free food, free water. You don't have to register for it. And also the PPE packages, care packages as well. Don't miss out on the North Texas Business Women's and Professional League Incorporated hosts the 2021 Women's History and Founders Day, honoring Mrs. Ann Williams of Dallas Black Dance Theater tomorrow at 11 a.m. It is also online as well. And on Sunday, we want to give a special shout out to our very own Hollywood Hernandez. Michael Hernandez, known affectionately as Hollywood. He is in arts and entertainment throughout the city. He has his own little radio station going, and he's playing music, the music that he loves, to the community that he loves. We want to wish Michael Hernandez a happy birthday on March the 28th. And so, Hollywood, happy birthday. Where are you partying at? Let us know. Neo Soul Sundays, hosted by DallasBlack.com at Lava Katina at 5805 Grandscape Boulevard in the Colony. That's going to be featuring Tamia and Nim, and that's on Sunday the 28th from 4 to 10 p.m. All righty, and then join in and tune in to Andrew Wiggums with The World According to Drew. That is live blog talk radio on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then we have Jaira Michael, Jaira Nicole, and she is live on Facebook and blog talk radio on Tuesdays from 11:30 to 1:30. So you want to tune into her, because she says, look what Tuesdays got. Tuesdays are getting better. And then on Wednesdays, we have I Was Just Thinking with Norma Adams Wade, veteran journalist, founder of NABJ. And I will be back on Fridays for Marvel with Love. And like I said, next week we're going to have VR Small, and we are also going to have Gerald Prelo with K Kombucha Tea is going to be back. And then, again, I thank you guys for tuning in today. And it is my pleasure and my honor to do that. And you know what? And because it is all about us and the family and love and what we all have to offer one another, you know, let's spend some time lifting each other up. Let's spend some time loving on one another and being the best that we can be to one another and for one another. So I am going to play us out with Family Reunion, and I will see you guys here again next week, same place, same time, 11 a.m. for Marva with Love, featuring me, Marva Sneed. Thank you. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend.
And I won't.